Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what the fuck happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 48.
We did.
And in that chapter, God or Jeremiah or both of them, whatever.
Along with Baruch, probably.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Moabites, which caught me a little bit off guard.
Right.
Because I thought all the Moabites had been wiped out previously because that's what they told us, I think.
Yeah,
at least that's like, how I recalled it.
It was like a deep cut from like
Exodus.
Way back.
Yeah, at least, I mean, definitely they were talking about them in Exodus. They might have talked about them a little bit past there, but not much.
Right.
So I was a little thrown for a loop. And then the way that God was referring to them was like almost like he talks about the Israelites.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, don't worry, even though I'm going to kill most of you, a remnant will remain.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah, it almost sounded dead on, like the Israelite story.
Yeah.
That we've been, you know, kind of hearing over and over again through the different prophets and different kings and what have you.
Right.
And I just was like, okay, so there's maybe you care about other people? I don't know. I'm confused.
I am
God,
as well.
What the fuck?
Right.
And so anyway, but he's going to kill them, leave a little bit of them. He's going to chase them away. They're going to run away. They might come back and... Yeah, so that's the Moabites.
That was the Moabites.
And that was chapter 48 of Jeremiah.
It sure as fuck was.
That means that today we're getting into...
Jeremiah chapter 49.
And before we do, I do want to reiterate that for the remainder of this week, including today, we are not going to be doing notes throughout the episode because we're going to save them for the end of the week due to the nature of these...
Strange and lengthy episodes.
They're strange, and the last one was lengthy, but we just decided that it might be better to just do it all in kind of one and over,
overarching geography driven thing, since these are more about the geography of all the various cities lying around surrounding Israel.
And I feel like if we do notes throughout these, it just might overwhelm the actual reading. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so we're going to be jumping into Jeremiah chapter 49 here. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okie dokie.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, so we are here hopping into Jeremiah chapter 49.
All right.
And once again, we are in the final stages of the book of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
The last few chapters of which are a unit of chapters that kind of go with each other, but not with the rest of the book.
Right. Yeah. And I honestly feel like it could have ended at chapter 44 and this could have been thrown in somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Yeah. These are all oracles directed at various nations. And to make it even more confusing, they are not chronologically arranged. They are arranged geographically.
Got it.
And so they started with the nearest and then kind of spread out from there. This is a little bit of a lengthy chapter, but the good news is that we're going to cover like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different little areas of people.
Okay.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, against the Ammonites.
Ammonites, another one I thought was gone. Mm-hmm. There we go.
And that's the full sentence, period. Against the Ammonites.
Are these, those are probably titles.
They are intros to the chapter that we have included in this translation that we're using, the NIV. They are included as the
actual text.
Actual text.
Right.
It's part of the verse instead of the intro to the verse.
Got it.
Because we don't really have that.
Yeah.
So.
But they did this the last one too. So I was like, this has got to be something like a title.
It is. It's an intro kind of thing. Or a para something. I forget what they called it before because it happened early on as well.
Got it.
Okay. So against the Ammonites. Thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad and his people dwell in its cities? So I don't know who the fuck those are. I guess we will find out when we do our notes.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that, like, you know, like Israel was supposed to inherit all this land, right?
Yeah.
But lately we've dwindled it down to basically Jerusalem and the surrounding land around Jerusalem to where that's the only ones they've been talking about. So these are the remnants of the other tribes that they supposedly destroyed.
Yeah.
That never actually got destroyed.
Right.
So.
That kind of went off and did their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Milcom inherits Gad, I guess.
Sure. Okay. They live in the land where Gad was supposed to live, right?
Okay.
Because
there's
no longer the Israelites there. Or if there are, they probably are intermingled with whatever this other group is, the Ammonites or whatever.
Sure.
So.
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered.
I have to stop here for just a second because we're talking about Israel taking ownership of this land. And we're in the book of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And if we're to assume that this is Jeremiah speaking or something to do with Jeremiah, we're assuming that this is in the same time frame as Jeremiah, right?
Essentially.
Right? So that would mean that the Babylonians are coming down on this part of the land and the Egyptians also maybe were coming in on this part of the land. There was all this war happening on both sides of this land, right? Mm-hmm. So what the fuck are they even thinking about talking about Israel taking over this land?
Right.
This sounds so out of place.
Yeah.
This sounds like it should have been back in, like it sounds like it's from a different part of the Bible.
Right.
I don't buy that this is anywhere or anything to do with Jeremiah or this time period.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Sorry. That's all.
No, you're fine. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah. Gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls. For Milcom shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together. Why do you boast in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter? Who trusted in her treasure, saying, who will come against me? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts. From all those who are around you, you shall be driven out, everyone headlong, and no one will gather those who wander off. But afterward, I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon.
Yeah.
Says the Lord.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So he's bringing these people back too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Ammonites. Now we're going to do Edom, okay?
All right, but real quick though. Yeah. Like he's bringing back some of the Ammonites, right? He's mm-hmm. only going to destroy some of them. Again, this feels very like what he talks about with the Israelites. Mm-hmm. It seems to me, and based on some of the stuff that we've learned about how the Israelites are essentially probably just Canaanites and like the surrounding tribes.
Yeah.
Just they broke off religiously from them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like they.
Could this be like a rallying cry to kind of like God still hates you, but come on, all the Canaanites.
Right. We're all kind of somewhat related way back when or something. So like, let's all join this group of people for God.
I mean, God still hates you. Don't get me wrong, but.
But if you join us, we might forgive you in a few generations.
A couple of you might live.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Just, you that's know. The only way I could accept that this is from the same time period.
Maybe. But even just at the that, words they're just, using yeah. even don't match with
it's
what
weird.
We're used. Yeah.
It's very weird.
Like the sackcloth. That was very not like. I'm not saying that they still didn't use sackcloths, but like the way that they're using it in this chapter feels more like some of the older books than it does this book.
It feels very Deuteronomy.
Yeah. Yeah. They talked a lot about sackcloths and how to, you know, mourn and all this stuff back in those books.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much in Jeremiah as much. I'm not saying it wasn't there.
Right.
But the same terminology was not used this way in Jeremiah.
Doesn't feel like it anyway.
Right. To me.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah, sorry.
Against Edom. Mm-hmm. Thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? He has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him.
Esau, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. This does very much seem like a...
Deuteronomy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like the time of Jacob and whatever.
Right.
The time that I will punish him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they have enough? But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. Oh, that's his wiener.
Man.
And he shall not be able to hide himself. We all going to see his wiener. His descendants are plundered, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. Okay. For thus says the Lord, behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished.
Of course not. I mean, it's God. Right. We couldn't let anybody go
Everybody
unpunished.
Everybody gets punished.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you shall surely drink of it, for I have sworn by myself, you know, me damn it, says the Lord,
yeah,
that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual wastes.
Man, he loves to just destroy shit. Mm. Like, it's like his favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent to the nations. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For indeed, I will make you small among nations, despised among men. Your fierceness has deceived you, the pride of your heart, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Edom gets a long section. Boring.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, why are they so special?
Right. Edom also shall be an astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished, because, you know, it's an astonishment.
These almost sound verbatim to some similar words that he's used for Israel.
Yeah.
And I know that these people are all somewhat related-ish, maybe sort of at some level. And so I get it. Like, maybe it's the same tales just being told differently, right, in a different vein, because it's coming from this other tribe. Mm-hmm. But it's just so weird hearing this
over and over again,
tribes that are not Israel.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, this seems like a bad thing to have in the Bible.
Yeah, I agree. Because
it doesn't hold the story together very well.
Right. It makes it very unreliable story.
Right.
Like, yeah, reliable insofar as historical text, because, yeah, that tracks that all these different nations were there. But as far as, like, how a god would behave, or how God has behaved up until now.
Right.
No.
Or how the text itself has even read. Like, yeah, this just doesn't fit anything.
It really doesn't. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at all its plagues. Hiss. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah. No, Sodom.
Sodom.
Sorry, Sodom and Gomorrah. Sorry, that was me. Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord. No one shall remain there, nor shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And he who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd who will withstand me?
I mean, according to you, nobody.
Right.
Yeah, so
why are you asking?
Right, yeah. Like, it seems like a really dumb question.
You're the biggest, you're the best, you're the tallest, you're the smartest, your farts smell the prettiest, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their dwelling places desolate with them. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall. At the cry, its noise is heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah. Yeah.
God will? Okay. Yeah.
The heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman.
Oh, in labor?
In birth pains. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we're doing another section of people.
I would say that the heart of a woman in birth pains, as they say, would be pretty fucking strong, because that takes a lot of goddamn mental fortitude to make it through that. And, you know, just like, you got to withstand a shit ton of pain. So I would say that actually is a compliment as opposed to a disparaging remark.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't like this talk they're using. It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
So.
Because, birth pains are.
Yeah.
They're something.
Yeah.
They're right up there.
Right. Let's see if we can find a birth pain simulator for you. See how you fucking like it.
Yeah, because every time I've seen any of those videos and the guys come up all smug, they cannot withstand it. And they usually only get them up to like one or two or three.
Right, right.
And they can't dial it up any further. And it's like, what's the highest one? Oh, you know, 10.
Yeah, right.
And they can't even handle a little bit of it.
Right.
So get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Okay. Against Damascus.
Okay.
Hamath and Arpad are shamed, for they have heard bad news. They're faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble. Aw, poor Damascus.
Yeah, I hate it when I grow feeble.
She turns to flee, and fear has seized her. Anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman in labor. Christ. Yeah. Why is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy? Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts.
Are you not worshiping me the way I want you to? Then you will die.
Right? That seems fair.
Have fun with that.
That's fair. Yeah.
I know we say this all the time, but like the idea that he doesn't get enough worship, so you fucking die, is such a petty bullshit way to manage your peons that are fucking just little ants to you.
Yeah.
Like, what the? You're the guy. We were at your parents' house tonight. We were talking about blowing up, you know, army men with M80s. This is like that.
Yeah.
He's blowing up army men with M80s, only they're actual people with fucking thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, when you said blowing up army guys, you were talking about little plastic toys. Sorry,
the
toys.
Little plastic army toys. Yes, yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know how children, like,
yes,
in Toy
yes.
Story.
Toys, toys, yes. toys. Yes. Sorry, I apologize. But, yeah, he's burning ants with his magnifying glass.
He's being Sid from Toy Story.
Right, yeah. It's just, I can't even respect this god that they talk about.
No.
It's just such crap.
He's such an abusive cocksucker, honestly.
Essentially, yeah.
I hate him.
Right.
I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. All right, now we're going to go to a different area.
No, okay.
Poor Damascus. They barely got three sentences. Yeah,
they apparently aren't coming back.
They don't rate. Okay, against Kedar and against the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike.
Oh, wait. Oh. No. Now we're back in the right time frame.
I mean, these are, remember, out of chronological order. So this just happens to be one that is, here we are.
Okay.
You're with us.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Thus says the Lord, arise, go up to Kedar and devastate the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains, all their vessels and their camels. Don't you take my camel. And they shall cry out to them, fear is on every side. Flee, get far away. Dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord. Which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty.
Booty. I gotta love them booty camels.
Booty camels. You know, they mean loot, not
I know,
butt.
I know, I know.
But it's more fun to think of booty butt.
Yes.
When I used to babysit and change diapers, I would say booty, booty, butt, butt. And it just made the little guy laugh. Booty, booty, butt, butt. Booty, booty, butt, butt. Again, again. Their camel shall be for booty, booty, butt, butt. And the multiple of their cattle for plunder. I will scatter to all the winds those in the farthest corners. And I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. Hazor shall be a dwelling for jackals, a desolation forever. No one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Yeah, they ain't nothing either.
Right. This is like copy-pasted from other sections. I know.
It's so boring. Honestly.
Yeah, it's...
Hated it.
It's dumb.
Yep. So now we're in a different section. Let's see if they get any special...
But like that one at least mentioned Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Right?
So you like it for that reason?
No, I don't like it. But at least I know it's not like copy-pasted in here from like... You know, Moses' time.
From like 500 years ago.
Which is
whatever.
What a lot of these feel like. And that one specifically, it feel. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm very confused and not confused. I think that there's something not quite right with the wording with regard to throwing this in this book. No, that's all.
I agree. All right. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam. in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah.
Okay, so we're more relevant here. Yeah.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might.
Okay.
Against Elam, I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and scatter them toward all those winds. There shall be no more nations where the outcasts of Elam will not go, for I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life.
I mean, yes, if somebody was seeking my life, I would probably also be dismayed.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Poor choice of words, I guess.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I will bring motherfucking disaster upon them. My fierce fucking anger, says the Lord. I had to spice it up a little bit because, like, how many different times can you say, I'm so mad?
Right.
And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy them. From there, the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days. I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. The end.
There we go.
So Elam gets to come Elam back
gets
too.
A pass, apparently. Yep. Not Damascus and not some other group there.
Oh, who cares? Yeah, I could scroll back up, but right, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care that much either. It's,
It reminds me of King Henry VIII, the way they describe his wives. It was like, beheaded, died, beheaded, survived.
Right.
Like, that's what this feels like. He's describing his little nations.
Yeah, and most of which I didn't even know still existed.
Right.
So, like, it's really weird. This is all really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost counterproductive for the narrative of the Bible, in my opinion. Like, working for them.
It's like, but you guys said that God said that they were gone.
Right.
And I would have believed you insofar as the story goes.
Sure.
Except then you brought this back and I'm like, oh, so God lied then?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Again. We've literally done a contradictions episode for every single book.
Yeah, I cannot wait to do the contradictions episode for this chapter. I think it's going to be lengthy and I think it's going to be heavy.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a lot else to add here. It's these books are kind of bullshit, or these chapters are kind of bullshit, in my opinion.
Yep.
I will be interested in the Q&A.
Yeah.
And I do want to hear these out just to hear what all, so we get through it. You know, we got to read it all.
We got to read it all.
So, that was Jeremiah chapter 49.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we will be back with
Jeremiah chapter 50.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep, we have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.